Yeah, I'm on the Captain's Club too. Yeah, so, you know, I just got them all smashed, and then they voted for me. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
That's going in the magazine now, by the
way. Yeah.
What's your earliest memory?
Well, I played in a couple pro-ams with them, but I want to say in the early 90s, Kathy Gehring, who was a really good friend of mine, and Jim, yeah. So they had kids kind of around the same age as mine, so whenever we were back east and I didn't want to fly all the way back home, I would come stay with Kathy for the week, and we would play Muirfield Village and practice out there. And so I've spent a lot of time here in Columbus. In fact, everybody asks me, and this is, what's your favorite course? And I always say it's Muirfield Village because of the history I have with it. Great golf course, great practice facility, great food. Solheim Cup in 1998 was my favorite. So I got a lot of great memories here, and you know, I've sprinkled in Jack here and there, but I've really gotten to know Jack more as I retired than I have in my playing career.
Nelly.
Psyched.
Yeah. Just
well, I
hit
mean,
yourself a little bit?
Yeah.
So good for women's golf.
And, you know, women's golf, too, there's so many great players right now. It's not like just 10 people could win. I mean, there's a lot of players can win. And for what she's doing, and, you know, all the pressure on her to do it and to be able to come through. I got a cute story is, Jessica Korda had to do rookie hours, and we were in Singapore, and so she had to come follow me around in a pro-am and learn how to do a pro-am and all that. So Jessica's probably 20, probably 19, because she didn't go to college. So we're going around, and I go, well, do you have any siblings? She goes, yeah, I have a sister. She's a really good golfer. She's going to be way better than me because she's super competitive. And, you know, it's funny how Nelly knew that, you know, when she was 18, 19. So
secret ingredient.
Secret
right?
ingredient. You can't teach it. You got it.
Okay. Speaking of college, how was the golf team back when you were in college?
At San Jose State, we were really good. We had a coach. He wasn't a golfer. He was a colonel, a retired colonel in the Army. And
really?
But he was an amazing fundraiser. Okay. And so we got to play against all the best players. So it really developed my career since
cool.
I started so late. Yeah.
I'm going to ask Jack this, and I talked to Mr. Race Driver here. When do you know that your game is not as competitive as you want it to be to stay in the game competitive? Is it a hand-eye coordination?
No.
Is it a risk-taking thing?
It's more of, you know, I was telling the line, I was never the best ball striker or putter or chipper, but I could grind for 72 holes. I mean, I was going to get that ball in the hole. And I knew kind of when I didn't grind as much and, you know, it's okay, I'll have tomorrow, that it was, you know, being a grinder, it takes a lot out of you, but that's when I kind of knew that, you know, I needed to kind of try something else. Or, you know, I still play.
Sure.
I still love to play, but I don't want to set my alarm and I don't want to get up and play four rounds of golf.
Is it frustrating to see the skill level? I mean, somebody at my level, there is no skill level. So
to
your level,
I think I'm super happy at 63 that I can still play and play okay. I mean, you know, it's life, you know, changes, but I have my health. I'm 63, I can still go out there and play. Jack played three rounds at Augusta, and what is he, 84.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're not going to go out there and dunk the basketball or hit home runs, you know, but if you can go out there and play, I just think it keeps you young.
I think it's probably, yeah. If somebody like you, I can see you have other stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't your identity necessarily.
No, I mean, and
it isn't.
Yeah, and I think when you're going through that, you know, golf's your identity. And I think it took me a while to know that golf is what I did. It's not who I am. And I think momhood helped me with that, too. And but, you know, I'm just pleased I have my health and I can go out there and play golf and be competitive in my own little world.
Right.
And I enjoy the game.
When you were coming up into golf, when you were out on the course, did you ever say, "Ooh, there's so and so"? There's, you know, do you have that awestruck?
Yeah, and I'll never forget. I was out on the golf course in Tucson, Arizona, and Let me think. I know, God. Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod.
He was out watching, and I was like, what? What's he doing out there watching? And he just came out to watch golf, and we got to be good friends then, and that was my awe moment when he came out and watched. So
it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
High profile.
I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good banter. Yeah.
I like how you mentioned how you were whatever had to be done to get the ball in the hole. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's funny to hear you say you're not the greatest ball striker. Yeah. I find that humorous.
Yeah, no.
But if you were working with a new student and you weren't going to get into the golf swing, mm-hmm. I mean, you weren't going to mess with somebody's swing, what would your first bit of advice be? If they just needed to take what they had and go out and have the best round that they could have, what would you tell them?
I would just tell them, never give up, take a good practice swing and then let it rip. Golf, you can just overthink everything, but you just go out there and you practice, you've played, just go out there and don't be afraid. Can't be afraid to lose. I think that's if you win once or twice a year, you've had a great year. So you're going to lose a lot. So you just got to go out there and be prepared and try the best you can.
Why do you think it gets that stigma where we overthink this game? Why don't we think that much in other sports that we grow up?
Because they're reaction sports. I mean, golf, it's like here. Yeah. And you got to go all the way here and get it all the way back there for that ball to go straight.
We're just swinging something, though. Like, I know. What's the big deal?
I don't know. And it's right there. The ball's not moving, It's not like baseball. So.